This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
You hear a lot about how what you eat will affect your microbiome. Probiotics, prebiotics, stuff like that. But your skin is swarming with microbes too, and the grooming products you use might affect what's living there. That's according to a study in the journal BMC Biology. For their tests, researchers recruited 6 men and 6 women. The volunteers left their skin alone for the first 3 weeks, except for a light body wash, and then for the next 3 weeks, the participants applied a modern skincare arsenal: sunscreen and skin lotion, antiperspirant and foot powder. Finally, the volunteers returned to their usual routine, whatever it was for each person, for another 3 weeks. Throughout that time, the scientists swabbed the volunteers' faces and forearms, armpits, and feet. Then they did chemical and genetic analyses of the samples. The lotion and sunscreen did not appear to alter the microbiome, but they found, counterintuitively, that the antiperspirant and foot powder actually boosted the diversity of microbes in the armpits and in between the toes, perhaps because those products change nutrient and moisture levels, and thus create conditions that foster a wider variety of tiny occupants. The researchers also found that different skincare routines alter the types of hormones and pheromones present on the subject's skin. And they hypothesized that someday, personalized skincare recipes could be tailored to individuals, to alter our pheromones in a systematic way, thus making us more attractive to others. Or less attractive, should anyone need to lessen their cavorka.
Yes, cavorka. Cavorka. It is a Latvian word which means the lure of the animal.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.